Let's
Wow,
go.
What a game.
Man, I got a little nervous.
Did you? I was stressing there towards the end. If you're hanging with us, that's because you probably also just watched the U.S. men's national team absolutely dominate Guatemala 2-1. I'm sorry. Diego Luna absolutely dominate Guatemala. He's a dog. Give me some barks back there. There it is. That was not a dog.
We said barks, not gorilla. I don't know what that
I'm pretty sure that was a tin can rolling down a hill more than that was a bark. You guys
I
didn't
love
hear
it. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out to all the whole Yahoo Sports team. We're here in the studio.
That's right. We in the stew, son.
We're past our bedtime.
Uh-huh. Whoa. All right. I forgot you're a dad now.
Okay. Things are a little bit different. But no, the U.S. men's national team, 2-1 win in the Gold Cup against Guatemala. They are headed to the final against
USA, bro.
Against Mexico plays at 10 o'clock. Mexico plays against Honduras.
Honduras.
So the winner of that one. But yeah, big game. I mean, Diego Luna clearly showed up, did his thing.
He said Bofa.
Both of these goals, all right?
Bro.
So, but no, impressive stuff. I think, especially in that first half. But as soon as that second goal went in, kind of similar to the game against Costa Rica, it's just couldn't keep that pressure on the opponent.
I say we change the name. You guys, you scored two goals. Everyone calls that a brace right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now I say we call it a Bofa. Okay. Damn, you scored
I'm glad we stopped everything to listen to that.
Right?
Shout out to everybody.
It's about to be 4th of July, you feel me? USA couldn't lose.
Shout out to...
Remember when we won the Revolutionary War against Guatemala?
All right, Miguel Mendez in the chat says, a squeaky bum time versus Guatemala is crazy. Yeah, we shouldn't really be in squeaky bum time.
It was a little stressful but towards the end.
You got to give credit. Yeah, obviously, applaud Guatemala. They've had a fantastic Gold Cup. A good run just the last few weeks. They played in the World Cup qualifier against the Dominican Republic. They were down 2-1 at halftime, ended up winning 4-2.
I swear you get paid by the Dominican national team every time you bring up this game.
They're part of the, you know...
The festivities.
They're part of the football lexicon. Ecosystem. So now it's not weird to bring up DR.
I mean, it is weird that you keep bringing up this one game.
I'm crowbarring it in the show every time I can. But
Michael Raymond says Alexis with the great ideas, bro. See, he understands, bro. I've always said Michael Raymond got the vision.
Michael Raymond's, I mean, as far as consistently in the chat, Michael Raymond for years, been a contributor.
If we goes live, he leaves the family and says, I need to be on
here.
He
throws his toddler and
get
like,
up
hey,
off
family,
me.
I gotta go.
Yo, you breathing on my air, yo.
But shout out to everybody watching on YouTube live. Thank you. If you're listening to this, we are the Cooligans live right after USMNT against Guatemala.
That's what we do, bro. We don't have any other responsibilities. It's not like he has a 2-year-old or I have a wife who's like, where are you? We are in Midtown Manhattan at the Cooligan Studio just watching games.
Okay. And our wives love that.
They're so on board for it, dude. It's crazy. Shout out to Ricky Miles. He said, I was super negative on this team, but it feels like they've grown into the tournament. I don't know how they fare against a more seasoned team like Mexico, though. That's literally how I feel. I was not that confident about the roster that was chosen for this or that decided to play. I'll let y'all figure that out amongst yourselves. I was not all that excited, but now I'm kind of into it. I feel I'm backing this team. There's one player in particular that I'm not backing a lot. We'll talk about it. You guys stick around. It's a big one. But there's certain players on this team like Diego Luna. Give me the barks. he does not know how to bark like a dog. It's crazy.
What I love is that Josh,
we got to go over this.
He's not just
the next
barking.
Episode.
He is leaning. He is doing a character. He's bringing
flexing
in,
and he's going. He goes, woo, woo, woo.
He's doing body work with it.
Yeah, it's
not
a whole act now. You guys are really missing out. This like that, and it's got nothing to do. Remember when Arrested Development Job couldn't do a chicken?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He'd be like, he would do like weird shit with his hand. He just couldn't do a chicken.
Yeah.
That this is that version.
Love it. All right, play our play of the game. The one and only, Diego Luna,
who's a dog,
who had a fantastic match. What I mean, when you see one out of two successful dribbles, really, the dribble also happened to be the step over that had the defender on skates. Yo, my man was lost.
He hit him with a body feint, mm-hmm. which that's a stocky boy. It's not easy for those of us whose weight carries our momentum in that direction.
Because Diego Luna got that low center gravity.
Low center gravity. He got them stocky legs. He got them turnip legs.
I played against dudes like this, and they could be 20 years older than me. I can't get the ball.
No. Because they protect with their body.
But two
but
shots.
But he did the body feint, the step over, the slight tap near post.
A brace for Diego Luna probably should have.
Sorry, a what?
A brace. Nope. You say a woof, woof, woof?
No.
What do you call it?
That's actually better than doing a bofa, bro.
A bofa. Okay. But two shots and two goals. He probably should have had a hat trick if Patrick Adjiman could have just sent them the ball in stride in front of him. So a frustrating moment. But
Adjiman was like, what if I passed it to where you were 2 seconds ago?
Okay.
Have we thought about
make
that?
Make sure you be, don't move.
Why are you running?
But this is, I thought he played well, and I thought he could have been more selfish too.
We got the barks in the chat, by the way. The barks is, put the barks in the chat.
Put the bark. Put some dog emojis in there as well.
Put them bones in the chat.
But I like that he's settling in a way that it's like, he's not doing too much. He's doing just enough.
Who's this?
Diego Luna.
I completely disagree. I think what he's doing is I don't want to say he's doing just enough. He's showing you that energy that we've asked to see out of this team, the anxiety of failing mm-hmm. that we don't often see with this team, that they feel too lax. They feel too calm in things not working out. You see that in Diego Luna. He gets dispossessed. Bro, he's running at anybody that gets a ball near him. I see that out of him. So I don't think he's doing just enough. I think he's doing way more than I thought he would be able to do from someone who wasn't even included in the Olympics.
That's interesting. I mean, he declined to go to the Olympics. Yeah,
well, okay. Are we sure about that, though?
Yes, it was. No, I thought he was. I thought he was great. I mean, there's a. We're gonna go through a couple other players as well, but Diego Luna deserves.
Sorry, that was Diego Luna's post-game conference.
Diego Luna did. He also in his first goal. What was it? The first goal or the second goal? The celebration.
Second goal, he did
the aura, the little Indonesian aura farming kid who mm-hmm. is blowing up on TikTok. If you're
in Indonesia,
if you're in Indonesia, you
look at the bones in the chat. Wow. This makes me so happy.
But if some people may not be aware, if you're not on on TikTok too much, there is an Indonesian festival that is like it lasts like over a weekend, and they basically do a boat race to finish out the festival. And it's like
Kid at the Front got some moves.
Yeah, so basically it's interesting because I watched some video came up about what the festival is kind of like about, but the way the race works is that there's actually someone in the back that has a speaker mm-hmm. that is playing music, and the kid in the front is dancing. So for some level of balance on the boat itself, but helps keep the rhythm for the rowers. So it's not just
like what do they call it in rowing? Like a coxman. Coxma.
Something like that. Yes.
It's something with the first part of the word I got correct. I know that. But they sit in the back and they're like, row, row, row. This is like a cooler version of that.
Yeah, but this kid, I mean, he was doing
he got some waves. Yeah. You're now explaining viral TikToks.
I just love it because some people may not know. It doesn't pop up on everybody.
It's boomer activity, though.
Me explaining?
Explaining viral
TikToks. I'm explaining it to the boomers.
Yeah, no. You're explaining it is the thing. Buddy, we'll send it to you. We'll DM it to you. How about that?
Hit us. DM me on Instagram.
If you send him a bone emoji, He will send you a video of explaining it.
I'll do a cameo explanation of what this R Farming kit is. But no.
Michael Raymond said, I got Luna on speed dial. That's what was my phone, bro. This should be crazy.
But no. This is... what was the... Carter, what was the next thing? The next player?
We're going to go to Twitter. Yeah, Twitter. Cool. I'm paying attention. Yeah. We're going to go to Twitter. We got some Twitter reactions. What's funny on Twitter right now?
Okay.
Right now it's a blank screen right because Twitter don't exist. We should have said X is what we should have said.
X, that was the problem. We told the
computer.
We typed Twitter.com and it was like, I don't know what website
we messed
that
up. That's our fault. That's our fault. All right,
we will sort that out. There we go.
Diego Luna, this is from OptiJack, who I love. Diego Luna is the fourth USMNT player to score multiple goals in the first 15 minutes of a knockout match. Double Bofa.
Okay.
Damn.
Big dog.
Big dog.
We can barely hear it, Alexis. All right.
How about that?
That's more of a chihuahua. Yeah.
Well, it says I show speed bark, so I shouldn't click that. Is that?
No, man. I think this just highlights.
Nope, that's a song. All right. I shut it up.
Enough. I think it just highlights. Andrew Johnson said, "Where's the third Cooligan? Is the governor busy tonight?"
Bro, that's crazy. Run those numbers up, by the way, if you're watching.
Yeah, watch that.
Shouts to OptiJack for this stat. Diego Luna, again, absolutely an incredible player, but he's one of those. He's like a gamer, man. It's gusto is his top stat. What's his XG? It's X gusto.
Well, yeah, I mean, hopefully Opta is starting to capture that as well. But no, I think the fact that he scored in those first 15 minutes said how, you know, I thought that we were giving predictions before the game, and I said that the game would be 3-1. You thought it was going to be 1-0.
I thought it was going to be 1-0, a tough one.
I love
this. calling him the LeBron James of soccer.
I mean, this is a deep insult.
Yeah,
to the real LeBron James of soccer, or the former.
Right.
The artist formerly known as a LeBron James of soccer.
Hey, everybody relax. He needed a break.
He had to recover and rest, all right?
It's important, bro. AC Milan is not in Champions League. But this is important.
I think this says, even just this tweet, is it's a little bit of a little pettiness, a little bit of like, hey.
You ain't here. If you was here, maybe we'd be talking about you.
I mean, who's wearing the number 10 right now?
That's true.
It ain't you.
Diego Luna.
It's Moon Boy, as we call him.
Right here, what is his name? Ben Skolnick says, where is the XL explanation? Brother, them XL boys, bro. You out here, bro. Everybody knows you, bro.
You know, V lookup, bro. Yeah. Best function. But honestly, AI is kind of taking over. It's making XL functions obsolete because you can just type in the prompt in AI now to do the thing that you want. So I don't know. I'm being replaced, dog.
Bro, this is the fear of AI. It's not that it might become sentient. It's that it's going to take over the spreadsheet.
Dude, eventually, he's going to replace Alexis. And who's going to bark? It's going to be a computer barking,
there
bro.
Will never be anything with the word intelligence that replaces me. I promise you that, folks.
Let's take a look at some of the comments.
If anything's going to replace me, it's artificial preservatives. You feel me?
Bryce Jackson in the chat. Thank you. Now we can highlight some comments. If you have a banger of a comment.
Just like this. Bro, we got them barks and the bones in the chat, bro.
The bones are in the chat.
You dropped the bones in the chat. We talk about
Who's up next? Thank you, Bryce, for the contribution.
Lasky 203 said if DMX was a soccer player, he would have been Diego Luna.
Ben Skolnick said Diego Luna always reminds me of the human version of the quote unquote hold my beer.
I can see it. That's right. I see the man.
He runs with a pitch in his hand. A pitcher, I mean. Anyway.
Yeah, I got it.
We got anything else? What's next? One more. We got one more.
Here we go.
Maybe ain't. Alexis, we need your intricate doctorate level breakdown of this game. And then Alexis plays. That's why you tune in here.
That's why you're here, dog.
What are you gonna go to call it what you want?
No.
At CBS?
What are you gonna do there? Get people who play the game?
Nah, bro, we don't need that's too much of that everywhere. All right, let's get to maybe a low light or somebody that we're a bit more critical of, similar to the last game, Patrick Ajima. Not much has changed. When you saw the lineup, and we talked about this at the end of the last show, you were like, oh, Pochettino should give Damian Downs a start. Adjuman, I think that position is locked
We're seeing his stats on the board now. Seven touches.
Family Feud?
Yeah, I know. And the board says we has 100 dogs.
They really all had the same answer. Yeah.
We actually just asked Diego Luna 100 times. Seven touches in the opposition box. One successful dribble of the one he attempted. Two out of the four ground duels won. But an XG of 0.65, which I'm assuming came from the shot that every one of us thought he might have been offside on.
Right.
Where he still was missed. He still missed.
I mean, look, this is an opportunity for Patrick Adjumak to really just make a case for, maybe boxing out Balogun or Pepe.
Yeah.
And there hasn't even been
close. Bro, at this point, he's fighting to get another look, another opportunity. And I don't understand how he continues to start where I don't know. How bad can Damian Downs be where he couldn't have just done this?
Right.
Or done a little bit better than this is crazy.
I say it like I, say it all the time. I mean, he does create problems for teams. It's not like he does.
Yeah, one of them is the U.S. men's national team. What are you talking about?
I see the skill set, but my bigger frustration was with Pochettino. It's like he doesn't
hold
need
on.
To,
Ben Skolnick said Adjumak is the human version of "Where's my beer?"
He doesn't need to be on in the game till the 85th minute. That's absurd.
I would have pulled
even
him.
When you're defending. You really needed some fresh legs. And it would have been helpful a little bit earlier.
I truly believe that in the future, in the next few years, Patrick Adjumak will be a much better player than he is right now and potentially providing a lot of good opportunities for the U.S.
Yeah.
As of right now, based on the way we've seen him play over just the last two matches alone, I think it's time to test someone else in this roster at the nine. I don't know that Ben White would be much, much better, and I don't think he would. I think he'd
Brian
be more...
White?
Sorry, ben Brian White. White. Yeah, Ben White. I was thinking of something else. I think Brian White would be maybe a little bit more dangerous in front of goal. He'd be a little bit more incisive, where I think Patrick Adjumak sometimes feels a little lost in front of goal. But in the buildup, in the press, Damian Downs, I think, already provided you in the 6-7 minutes that he played more than what Patrick Adjumak provided throughout the match.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously starting in the final. There's not going to be any change there. But it's disappointing that there aren't.
Yeah, but fine. He starts. But how long did he stay? I was ready to pull him in the 40th minute.
That's pretty wild. I mean, there's the fact that Brian White is also not really getting many opportunities. What's disappointing is just like you just want a couple moments of just something, right? Like, he had that one run that he got past the defender that he kind of like baited him into getting closer, and then he ran past him and another defender came on and blocked his pass. Mm-hmm. But I have no real words for it. It's just like he's just almost a finished product, but just clearly he's not. And
I
even
disagree. I think you bring him in because of the raw ability and that physicality that you talk about. But in the end, I think he's nowhere near a finished product. I think he has so much more to learn.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he won't. And I think because of his physicality and because of those little glimpses we see, those little flashes, I do think there's a future here for him. I just think right now he's just such a raw product. It's like when a kid draws you something and you're like, oh, that's a cool airplane. He's like, that's you. And you're like, what? You know, that's how lacking of a finished product it is. Why don't we take a look at Twitter again, right? We're going to go over to some Twitter reactions or X reactions. We don't want to upset the overlords. Here we go.
USMNT Otaku.
There we go. Less than 50% fit Balogun and Pepe would be a major upgrade over Adjumak. I ain't joking. I mean, this is the type of sentiment that's going to grow from having games like this.
Yeah.
50% fit Balogun, maybe, but
no,
definitely not. But you know, I'm thinking knee brace,
like one leg. What are we doing?
Yeah, with both of them, just strap both of their injured legs together. Maybe, The Kyle Ritchie has one of my favorite comments. Why don't you read it? It's the last comment said.
Kyle Ritchie said, he's cheeks, y'all. It sounds like
something. Let's put that up on the board if we can.
Is Kyle from the South? I don't remember where Kyle's from.
And now Patrick Hegemon.
Yes, it's unfortunate. But he looked a little bit nervous in this game and a little bit just like a little stiff.
Nervous isn't the word. He looked lost.
Well, this is my bigger frustration, especially you were talking about in the buildup. I don't see what player Hegemon has like a good chemistry with, like a good buildup. You know, there's always like those two players that like, I know what he's gonna be. I'm gonna do this one or whatever. And he doesn't really have that with anybody.
That animal is looking more and more like him the more I see it.
He is kind of lengthy, but
we talked about the chemistry between Diego Luna and Malik Tillman. UFC, none of that between Diego Luna, Malik, and Hegemon. Hegemon is the odd man out. Why don't we go to a couple more comments? We got some funny comments. Carter, pull up some funny comments for us.
They better be funny.
Yeah, Patrick Hegemon is good for like 25 minutes, and his quality just dips. He needed to be subbed off in the 60th.
Yeah,
what 25 minutes did you see, Bryce? Bryce, talk to me about the 25 minutes. That maybe, okay. I don't know, you were doing hallucinogens?
A little bit of an essay from Bryce Jackson.
I need you to give me time markers.
You know those long texts that you get from your girl like, oh damn. We gonna read the whole thing, Bryce.
Here we go. Andrew Johnson. OG Andrew Johnson. Shout out to Andrew Johnson. Said, Matt, put forward the idea that we don't play with a striker and instead start a front line of Luna, Christian Pulisic, and Weah. Don't need Big Pat and Flo to get good that way. Okay. We don't need Pat and Flo to get good that way. Oh, okay. I see what you were saying.
Yeah.
The old, like the Spain. Spain won the Euros with the 4-6-0 formation.
Sure.
When they had no strikers.
Packed in a bunch of midfielders that were all fantastic, by the way. All legendary. We don't necessarily have the level.
Yeah. We don't have generational talent throughout the midfield.
But even not having
Diego is the Pat Bev of soccer. The man's a dog. Give it to me. Oh, it gets worse. It's crazy.
But you know what? I credit him for he doesn't shy away from the opportunity.
When I point at him, his eyes get big and he thinks this is my moment. And then he hands me a failing gorilla. It is shocking. It's probably Harambe's last words is what he said, what he gives me.
All right.
It's nothing like a dog, dude.
All right. Not necessarily a trained thespian have on our hands.
We got to work. We got to take improv classes, bro.
Yahoo staff. They're good at what they do.
Josh is so good at other stuff, though. Oh, man. He back there. The reason this is in the middle and not the TV screen is because of him. He's hitting buttons, but the dog stuff, that's not his go-to. And he told you, he's like, I'm not good at it. And I keep pointing at him.
Michael Redman said, it's a cumulative 25 minutes.
Yeah, I need time markers of when those 25, from this second to this second, and then this second to this second, and it better add up to like at least 22.
It's difficult to, I mean, it's frustrating to that, you know, to have this, we're doing this show, we're doing this live, and then we're like sort of repeating segments, the Hegemon sort of segment, and it just...
He ain't changing the lineup, so it's going to be a lot of the same thing.
It's part of, I think, USMNT culture is, this is part of it, just getting mad at our players, believing that we should be better than we actually are. But I guess making a change this, you know, even like Patrick started every game, right? I'm almost sure.
Yes.
He's just like, this is what works for now. It's getting us victories, and why change it?
My question is, and I know sometimes coaches will see certain things. Like, I've talked to agents where they're like, watch how he did this. This pulled in other players. This is, and I'm like, okay, there's a level to the game that maybe I don't always watch it at. What is it that he sees that I'm not seeing? Because I've heard people like Thierry Henry talk about, like, when you're having a bad game, you better be the first person pressing. You better be the first one. It's an 11 players on a team, not 10 plus a striker.
Yeah.
You've got to be the first press. You've got to make it easier for your midfield so your midfield doesn't have problems, so that it ends up being your center back's not a problem. There were large, more than 25 minutes when this man wasn't even pressing that hard. And I get it. Maybe you're tired or whatever.
Half, it was
talking second half, sure. But other players, Malik Tillman was on that pitch the entire stretch, and he was... he was sliding all over the place. Right.
Which is why that my frustration there is more with Pochettino for not subbing him out. But
I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and say maybe there's a reason why. I just want, please let me know what it is.
Yeah. All right. They still won, so I'm not going to change the lineup. But that's definitely my assessment. Let's get to the goalkeeper, Matt Freeze, because he gave up a goal this time. And some people were saying, I saw somebody said in the chat Michael Raymond said, did we think he was shaky this game? And I don't think he got, so he had 4 saves, 1.9 goals on target faced as far as
which
XG.
Is good, because that means that's basically 2 goals should have been scored. He faced the type of shots that would have equated to 2 goals. And it's obviously they scored less than 2 goals. So that means that he was essential in the game.
Right. So 18 out of 25 accurate passes, 5 out of 12 accurate long balls, which is not necessarily great.
It's not great
numbers.
Although you do got a boot on him. And I think the reason is his long balls are less accurate. It was crazy. A conversation we're having here. I think the reason that those numbers are less accurate than what you would typically see is because he is sending them so long.
Sure. But the as far as him, I don't think he was shaky at all. I mean, the goal, he couldn't really do anything about the goal because why is a Guatemalan player running through so many people? This is where we were watching that replay back of that Guatemala goal. And I couldn't understand why Ajumangi's not putting pressure on that center back.
He lets the runner go past
him. And he's just clearly tired. Yeah. And he's not putting that pressure. But then Chris Richards looking like he doesn't want to pick up that second yellow. Everybody's a little bit kind of
timid.
Even
Tim Ream doesn't put his foot anywhere near the ball because he doesn't want to pick up a yellow.
Right. And I think Freeze was expecting that the ball, sometimes in those moments, especially when a player is at the near post, sometimes they try to, especially when it's a lot of defenders like clogging the center of the box, they try to go under the legs because the players are going to kind of try to extend their legs to stop a far post shot.
Yeah.
And I think Freeze was kind of not cheating, but he was like, I think this is going to come near post.
Yeah. Also, the shot was shadowed by Ream.
Right.
Because it went around Ream.
Right. But it's my instinct there is like to be more central in the box. Just because you don't know exactly where it's going to go.
Where it's going to go, yeah.
I'm not a goalkeeper. I don't know how.
Hold on.
I don't know how exactly.
This is how we find out.
So the, but that's it. That was the only like, I would have loved to hit for him to set up himself the opportunity to try to stop the shot as opposed to just watching it go in.
Yeah.
But outside of that, he made that. Was it Rubin that was up close?
Yeah.
And he made that stop. And it was a good, I think.
I don't think Matt Freeze showed me anything that would make me worry about him starting in the final.
Not at all.
I think he's pretty much earned it. I just love that the last thing just says long balls. But again, 4 big saves. 4 big saves tonight.
His Tinder profile.
Yeah, hey now. All right. I don't know. Hey, swipe right if you're into that sort of thing. Freeze really put his neck out there tonight. All joking aside, he did just okay. Yeah, I don't think he did badly, though.
He didn't have to face wildly difficult challenges and shots and stuff like that. I mean, the defenders, I think, did a good job.
There was a good header that he saved. There was a couple moments where he stood tall. And I don't know that his distribution really wasn't much of a problem. Andrew Johnson, you want to read this one?
Andrew Johnson, on the bright side, Max Arfston didn't give up a PK for trying to break MF's leg tonight.
Arf.
And the offer is right there.
Dude, he wrote it in, bro.
Also, shout out to Bryce Jackson, women's national team, 3-0 3-0 against Canada, Yasmin Ryan. Shout out to Yasmin Ryan.
Miss her.
When she played at Gotham.
Yeah, miss her.
I've told the story before, but I was in San Diego when they were Gotham was celebrating, and her brother was there and walked up to me. He's like, hey, you're one of the Cooligans. Hey, me and Yasmin, we love the show. We're big fans of the Cooligans. So,
bro, Yasmin, come on the show.
Love to see Yasmin Ryan thriving, okay?
Let's go.
So the coverage said, even though it was offside, the 5-hole save he made was impressive. Okay,
yeah. I mean, he had 5 holes between the legs, right? It's a hockey thing.
That's right. Alexis, all right, my man is plugged in, bro. He knows all.
Tapped in so hard.
Knows all the sports.
I know all about it.
When Stephen A. Smith is talking NFL, bro, he does his research.
Uh-huh, you know, I'm same, bro.
He knows what the O line.
I know
does.
What a Zamboni is, bro. I tried to order one at a pizza place once. All right.
Confidence meter.
All right, let's do this. All right, we're talking going into a final, most likely against Mexico, I think is what we're expecting.
Yeah.
Mexico playing well. They seem to have gotten past that rough patch.
That rough patch is obviously the Dominican Republic scoring two goals against them. I don't hate to sound like a broken record.
Yeah, the guy loves it. The guy loves talking about it. I'm going to say, what are we doing on a scale? 5, 10 being the most confident, 10 being one I'm scared. I'm going to say 6. I have some confidence, but there's such sticky moments in these last two matches. There's such moments of momentum lost and not having an outlet to pass to.
Yeah.
There's moments where I think Malik Tillman is being asked to do so much that there's not a second person that can step into that central spot behind the striker that you could just feed the ball to and then just sort of slow the game down and take the sting out of the game. We don't have that just yet because again, Malik Tillman is just on both sides of the ball. Incredible.
Yeah.
He's doing so much. So for me, I'm going to go with 6 because I think Mexico may come in with a bit more of a chip on their shoulder.
I would say
a tortilla chip on their shoulder.
Okay. Thank you. I love it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I'm a fan.
I'm going to say.
Ooh, Ricky Miles agrees with me. Okay.
I'm going to say a 4. I'm a little bit nervous. And it's. I think the run of games throughout this Gold Cup for this national team and this roster has it's tested them, but not to a degree where it's like...
I feel like each game got harder. It's tough to say.
I mean, I don't love how they've been playing with a lead. And if they play like this against...
you that they're undefeated.
I understand that, but if they play, but penalties, you know, I mean, it's not all, it still counts as a win. I understand that, but it's not they didn't
win. Even if it's a draw, they're undefeated.
Right. But when it comes to how they're playing, when they were playing with the lead against Costa Rica, when they're playing with the lead against Guatemala, I just imagine that Mexico, even if they have a lead, even if US has a lead, Mexico are going to just play a little bit more decisive and much more of a threat, and Matt Freese is going to have to make some crazy stops.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I want you to remember, and I'm sure you remember this. This is the team that let Dominican Republic score 2 against them.
That is, thank you. I forgot about that. I hate that I do so often, but yes, that is true. Mexico usually, Michael Raymond in the chat says Mexico usually shows up against US. I think they have a solid squad. I think the Mexican squad is objectively better, like if you're looking at it on paper.
Again, what would you say? Is this the U.S.? In fact, let us know in the chat what you think. Would you say this is the U.S.'s B squad, C squad, C and a half, close to D squad?
This is their B squad, I think. But
I don't think this is a B squad.
You don't think
there's a couple of B players in it for sure. There's a couple of A players.
You think it's less than a B?
This is somewhere between B and C.
Wow. All right.
Ajimang shouldn't be on a B squad. He would be on a C or D squad.
All right. That's true. All right. Fine.
Max Arsene.
I don't agree. So I think the advantage here a little bit is going to be in the maybe newer players that the U.S. has that have never played in a game like this against Mexico, but potentially Mexico. And that will sort of deter. Like if Alex Freeman has a good game, if Max Arsene has a good game, like, These players that maybe they do something like we saw Alex Freeman's like athleticism and obviously running by players and his throw-ins, which are insane. Why does he have?
Why are we not using
a cannon for an arm? Well, whether even if it's on the left side, have Alex Freeman do the throw-ins. It's insane how far he throws the damn ball. But if those players can show up, and I think, you know, definitely not lose the game, right? Not make a mistake. I mean, Arsene, I'm a little bit worried. Defending, I'm not as worried about Alex Freeman defending, but maybe going forward, it's going to be a little challenging. So that's why my nerves are and my fear is in a place of like, how are these like very, very new players to this national team going to do against Mexico that are like Michael Raymond said, they show up against the U.S. all the time. They won the last Gold Cup. against the U.S. Oh no, against Panama, but they won it. The last time they won it against. It was against the
U.S. I'll say if you're watching, if you're hanging out with us on the live, thank you so much. If you agree with the numbers that we just said, I said 6, he said 4. If you agree with those, hit the like button. If you disagree, hit the like button. How about that?
Have bro,
you
thought
about
doing that? That's the best way to let us know you disagree.
Yeah. We're going to be monitoring that. So make sure you hit the like button. Michael Raymond said, I agree with Alexis. BC, but because the subs aren't great and defense is shaky. I also don't think if we're going to say A squad is a squad that's going to start in the World Cup, I really don't think Team Ream is starting. In the World Cup.
No, I don't think so either.
So then this is even more somewhere between B and C.
Yeah, I'm surprised like Mark McKenzie hasn't been starting. But I mean, Tim Ream is reliable. And
no, but actually, you bring up a great point. Walker Zimmerman comes in at the end of the match, and they essentially go to a three at the back with two like wing backs, Freeman and Max Arfston. I love that. Why are we not doing more of that? Maybe that's not the way you start. Maybe that's not the way you play throughout the match.
Yeah.
But when we're up 2 goals and it's looking a little shaky and there's 30 minutes left in the game, yo, switch. Maybe it's a little too much. But 20? You got 20 minutes. Switch to 3 at the back, more like a 5 at the back. See, overload their midfield. They don't get the chance to build back up.
As far as, saying that I don't think the defense is shaky. I think it is pretty stable. It is that the midfield doesn't control the game much. And we saw that after the second goal.
And then if you overload it with a 3-5-2, do you not?
I guess it could help, but you don't want to, you don't want to have to do that because you want to focus on pushing the ball forward. And as much as I love Zimmerman.
But this is a big misnomer for me because I think it's, or the way 3-5-2 is talked about often is that it's defensive minded.
Yes.
And certainly you can pull 5 at the back, but when you are attacking, you are overloading their midfield. You're still attacking, and now you're going with 2 strikers.
I understand that. But so you have the 3 center backs, and then your 2 fullbacks, Max Arfston, Alex Freeman. You need fullbacks, wing backs that are very versatile, can pass, they're almost like midfielders. Trent Alexander-Arnold, Weston McKennie,
sure,
these guys that can play like.
I hear you. Max Arfston, I think, can run up. You're good. I think, remember the way Joe Scally was being used when they were essentially doing the same thing?
Yeah.
He would run forward, but he'd stay close to home. And that would free up space for your Tim Weahs and your Pulisics to go right, or whoever wanted to be on the right-hand side. It would free up that space for them to play there because now they know they don't have to track back as far. That's how I think it could be used. Because I agree with you. Alex Freeman is better left back closer to the back
line. I agree. It could be used that way.
But his athleticism allows him to track back.
But his passing and his decision-making is not there to have that much responsibility.
Honestly, he just becomes an outlet to reshuttle it back around.
So then get a different guy to do it. He wouldn't be the guy.
I'm happy to have a different guy. Who's that other guy? If it's Sergiño Dest, bomb forward all you want, my guy. Sure. I trust you. What do you want to do now? You want to go back to X?
Sure.
You want to call your ex? You heard it here first, folks. All right, Stu Holden, who called the game. Stat jumping out at me before the USMNT Gold Cup semifinal. Malik Tillman leads the U.S. in goals with 3, tackles with 16, interceptions with 7, and recoveries with 27 at the tournament. And he has 6 chances created, tied for 3rd most on the team. The guy's literally involved in everything.
Right.
It's absolutely incredible.
Well, you asked me a question during the game.
Yeah.
Comparing Tillman to Gio Reyna.
I think
you
this is
ask
important.
Us again?
Let's ask. I'm going to ask you again. Okay, here
we go. Put it towards
Tillman
the
receiving
well.
The CONCACAF treatment the same way Pulisic does. I know that feel, bro. Yeah, he was getting kicked and whipped around and getting 0 calls.
Yeah.
Welcome to CONCACAF. But this is important. I think this is big for the chat. Let me know how you feel, and this is important. I need to know. Maybe you've changed your mind since I asked you. Is Tillman right now, the way he's balling right now, already better than the best form we've seen from Gio Reyna?
Right. The answer I gave before was that going forward, I think Gio Reyna at his best is better than Tillman is right now.
It's a whole player,
but,
though.
But as we just saw the stats that Stu Holden pointed out, there is just so much work and effort defensively that Tillman does, and like I mentioned, all the tracking back. There was a moment sometime in the second half where he was he had sort of, I don't know if he lost the ball, or but he was running back, putting pressure on the goalkeeper. I think
that's when he chased the goalkeeper and the goalkeeper has back. He got back into the spot.
And that kind of effort, I mean, that goes a long way. And I think it says a lot for, you know, just inspiring your own, for your teammates and stuff like that. And it shows a lot of leadership. So right now, way Tillman is playing, you would pick Tillman over Reyna. Of course.
That was going to be my question. If you were putting together the A squad, the World Cup started tomorrow, right now, as much as I love Gio Reyna and I still remember what he did in that Nations League in Vegas, and I still think he has that quality to unlock Florin Balogun, I think you still start Tillman.
Okay. Michael Ramey just said, Gio who?
Damn.
So my man is playing against Real Madrid this Saturday, maybe.
All right. I'm bothered that Reem is getting starts before World Cup. I want someone who we know is going to be around and develop chemistry. I completely agree. I don't know why we're not testing. I don't think at 37, 38 years old, Tim Ream is going to be the guy that's going to be starting in another year. Hey, he looked great. I mean, he did look really good in this game. And there's moments where I'm like, oh, he's dialing back the clock, man. He was running out there.
That moment when he got beat by Rubin, that was the only kind of like bad, when he was really put in a bad spot. And he was just because the player was faster than him.
But I think this is the same thing we saw with like Trent Alexander-Arnold, in the sense that when you're the worst or the slowest, I'm not saying he is, but when you're the weak link on a team full of strong links, you're going to be the one who gets attacked.
Ricky Miles said, this roster was a test of the roster depth. Once we narrow things down to our best players, I definitely think we have more depth than under Berhalter.
Yeah, there. I kind of would agree with that. There was more players being tested at a higher level in more meaningful matches to really understand what they're made of.
Yeah. Ben Skolnik said, Tillman has shown consistency. Reyna feels, quote, sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. Right? The classic.
What's his name? Not Cannavaro. What's my guy's name? Gattuso,
yeah. Maybe Ann said, Landon, Mexico is my other team. Donovan calling Mexico games.
Kyle Richie. Kyle Richie said, that man is handing out towels versus Raul. Come on. That's crazy, man.
That's a bummer. I honestly think the players that were in the Gold Cup shouldn't have gone to the Club World Cup. I don't, they're not even playing essentially, but this is it leads me to just try to be as optimistic as possible. But with the roster that is there, I said before the tournament, I said, if they can get to the semifinal with this roster, I think that's good enough. They got to the final. They've exceeded my expectations. I think
I said they need to win, though.
Yeah, you did say that. And so if it's Ajimang that gets you the win, then the outcome is the same, right?
But what do you say? What do you say to a player? What do you say about a player like Ajimang who gets to the final without really doing much? I think he scored one goal in this whole tournament, if I'm not mistaken. Without doing much, he gets to the final. Yeah, the U.S. wins, but they win around him, you know, like when I would do group projects, a lot was happening around me, you know.
It's not necessary. Yeah. I mean, all our names are on the final paper.
I still got a grade, but I don't think I was doing as much as everyone else. And they were doing stuff to stop me from doing stuff, you know. So what do you say to a player like that? What do you say? What do you say to a player like this if he does go out and wins you that? How do you handle that? I'm personally of the mindset of, I still have to be critical. I still have to look at you for what you did individually.
Of course. I mean, I don't doubt that at all. I think the... there's a comment here.
Yeah, what's the next comment?
Maybe Ant said, ask Polanco to beat the USMNT otaku allegations. Also, I def spammed your DMs with dog button. I did see a couple.
Let's go.
I
had a dog button, bro.
this is a... what do you do? You say, okay, we got the outcome. I think that's the thing, is that we all sort of are frustrated with the roster or whatever. If they lose Gold Cup, and if they lose Gold Cup to Mexico, I think there's a little bit of understanding, but we're not at like, this is a complete and utter failure. But then also if they win, people are going to be like, oh, well, it's just Gold Cup. Right, they're not.
Yeah, it's damned if you do, damned if
you
don't.
So that's why for Pochettino, he's trying to win it, and because it will help a little bit, and it would ease a little bit of the drama with Pulisic and everything, because the program is going well, and all these players are going to come back and they're going to get called in and we're going to see the best available players. But this is where we are. And so, yeah, it's something to at least have a little bit of pride into the team and going into that World Cup. And Mexico, if they end up getting to the final, you know, they're going to like feel the same way because they're kind of in a little bit of disarray as well. I would say we're more disarray than they are. So, but yeah, I mean, like the fact that they're in the final for me is good. And I'm not too worried about
this. You know what I need? Carter, go to Christian's ISO.
Okay.
All right. Here's what I need, Christian. You just walked into the locker room pre-game of the final USA versus Mexico. You got to give them the speech that inspires them to win.
Mm.
Hit me with it.
I'm going to speak in their language. You know what that is?
That's how you do a dog, Josh. That's how you do a dog, Josh.
Okay.
And Diego Luna's going to be like, yeah, he heard what he said. Now, let's get out there.
All right. Everybody's going to be like, I get it.
Damn. Patrick Hajiman's going to be like, wait, what?
Why did you,
wait, I thought I'm more of, I listen more to meow.
Why didn't you say that earlier?
Damn.
shout out to the U.S. Men and the women, both victorious today. I thought we both thought it was very odd that the U.S. women and the men were playing the
Who's
exact
doing
same
the
time.
Scheduling?
I don't know who takes it. Maybe if the U.S. game should have been at 10 o'clock or something like that. Yeah. I don't know who handles the schedule with all of that, but that didn't seem to make the most sense in the world. So the final is going to be on Sunday, and we're going to go live again.
Yeah, buddy, we'll be here.
So Sunday night after U.S.
Put them bones in the chat if you couldn't hang out with us.
Okay.
If you hanging out with us, put them bones in the chat.
But the thuggish, ruggish bone. All right.
Hey, say Tali said Nutmeg giving the pep talk, bro. Yeah, that's a throwback.
We got to get my dog Nutmeg on the chat, in the stream. I love, maybe Ann said Polanco spitting facts with that pregame speech.
Ready to run through a wall.
So we're going to be live again on Sunday after the game. Obviously Mexico and Honduras.
Ricky Miles going to be here. He just put the bones in the chat. Put the bones in the chat. You're going to hang out with us Sunday after the game.
Michael Raymond said, you know, I am. What family? So join us on live. Tell your friends, tell your family. Sit down in front of the TV. Get your phone, get your laptop. Join us in the chat. We're going to have a
good
time.
Get your dogs to watch,
get
bro.
Your dog. It's bring your dog to the stream day.
Yeah, there you go.
So make sure you like and subscribe on the stream as well. Hit the like button right now if you have not yet. And we're going to be back on Sunday, obviously. But also, just a reminder, if you haven't yet, we did interview the New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy.
The sitting governor,
We
bro.
Did that interview at MetLife Stadium. We talked about the World Cup. We talked about Zoran Mamdani. We talked about politics.
We talked about how safe traveling fans will be at the World Cup.
He promised.
We talked about Taylor Ham. We talked about all. In fact, do us a favor. Run that up. See, Google knows we're a soccer show. So they ain't really sharing it with a lot of people. So send it to anyone who you know who lives in New Jersey. Do
exactly.
me that favor.
And just say, look, check out this episode of Meet the Press.
That's right, bro. But like in soccer terms, you know what I mean? Like what Ajiman wasn't doing.
Meet the 352.
There you go. So that's just my measurements, bro.
Go to that video right now if you want to watch that interview. Seriously, it's one of our proudest moments to get to interview a sitting governor of the United States. It's
crazy.
It's insane that he agreed to do this, but it's really, really cool, and we had a really, really dope conversation.
Next, we're going to interview Eric Adams at a nightclub. You know, just like where they both work. You know what I mean?
Okay. Where we get business done. All right. I'm just here.
Did you see he put up a TikTok and said, come with me as I get things done? And then he did nothing in the whole TikTok. He just walked around and then went back home.
Love it. Hey.
Eric Adams is a legend, bro.
Okay. So join us. Go watch that video. And again, join us on Sunday for as we're live for US MNT in the Gold Cup final versus Mexico. Or Honduras is going to be really dope. So thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. We always appreciate it. The chat crushing it with the bones.
Put
the
bones
chat.
In the chat, dog.
Okay, the Notorious Dugs.
Hey,
we love it.
Wow.
We appreciate y'all, and we will see you Sunday. So join us. Peace, everybody.
Love you guys.